Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I am Mike.
And I'm Laura.
Now, today, Laura, we're going to be talking about something you're familiar with. I think most people who have jobs are familiar with.
Okay.
Money.
Yeah.
That's right. Okay. We're going to talk.
Can I have that?
Sure. Well, you can. We'll hold it together.
So we're going to talk about how to spend money on clothes.
Well, sort of. We're going to be talking about money, but not the way we usually use money, like buying things with it. We're going to be doing something that Laura is attempting or trying out right now.
Whoa!
Flipping coins. That's right, flipping coins. It's a good skill to have. Some people can do it very naturally. Other people are still practicing a little bit. But if you ever need to make a difficult decision, or if you ever want to see if you're going to have really good luck, you might want to try flipping a coin. So let's check our article. We'll find that coin, and then we'll be back to talk about it a little bit more. See you soon.
See ya.
Flip a coin day.
Do you flip coins? Do you make decisions by flipping coins? The best day to do this is on June 1st. It's Flip a Coin Day. It first happened in Rome over 2,000 years ago. Julius Caesar introduced coin flipping. He used it to decide yes or no. Caesar's head was on one side of every Roman coin. Heads was always the winner because it meant Caesar said yes to the decision. Today, we flip coins to decide between two different choices. An example is American football. Before every game, people flip a coin to see which team gets the ball first. Be sure to celebrate Flip a Coin Day this year. How? By flipping a coin.
Word power.
Coin. Coin. Mark used some coins to buy a drink at the store. Mark used some coins to buy a drink at the store. Side. Side. You need to fill out both sides of the form. You need to fill out both sides of the form. Between, between. Between the two colors, which one do you like more? Between the two colors, which one do you like more? Team, team. I'm sad because my favorite team lost the game. I'm sad because my favorite team lost the game.
So the article begins with a very good question. And here's the question, do you flip coins? All right. Now, a coin, as I mentioned in the introduction and just now, is a type of money. But it's this type of money. It's the metal type of money. Usually they are round sometimes, like maybe in Japan, they have a hole in the middle. But the point is, it's not the paper type of money. Those are maybe called bills. So a bill is paper money, like a 100, 500,000 NT. Here in Taiwan, our coins are 50 NT and lower. So don't get those confused. You can't really flip a bill.
No.
That would just blow away and you'd lose all your money. But you do flip a coin, which is these round metal types of money. For example, Mark used some coins to buy a drink at the store.
Oh, that's
Mark used some coins to buy a drink at the store.
OK, 所以一开始课文就提到问大家，大家有没有看到一开始我一直想要学习怎么样 flip a coin? OK, 就是抛硬币。OK, 所以你有抛硬币的习惯吗？ OK, 那 coins 当然就是现在 Mike 老师手上拿着这个硬币啦。那其实在国外我们看到像是像我们国内有 gold coins, 或者是有 silver coins, 可是国外还有铜的 copper coins, OK,、嗯、或者是呢诶如果现在你想要说诶你身上有没有100块，那你就说哎有有有我有100块，不过它是硬币的，你就可以说 I have $100 in coins。 那刚刚我们用 flip 这个字，就是其实我们也可以用 toss T-O-S-S 同样来表示抛硬币这样的意思， flip or toss a coin. For example, I could say toss a coin to see who goes first.
Okay, you could also of course say flip a coin、
yeah.
to see who goes first. Now、yeah. here's another good question. Do you make decisionsby flipping coins? Yes, sometimes people do make a decision、mm. by flipping a coin. Now, before we get into why they would do that, let's talk about making decisions, shall we?、
Mm, okay. 所以呢，没错，课文就问大家说，诶，你会用硬币来怎么样 make decisions, 来做决定吗？像是麦哲的感觉呢，常常不知道怎么做决定，他就可以说 I can't make a decision. 或者是有时候呢，二选一的时候就会两难，对不对？陷入这样子的一个状况，你就可以说 I can't decide or I can't choose between the two. 不过在国外的时候呢，他们就可以抛这个硬币来决定到底要做 A 还是做 B 哦。
Now, it seems that if you、mm-hmm. like to flip a coin when you're、yeah. making a decision,、mm-hmm. the article continues by telling us the best day to do this is on June 1st.、
Oh.
It's Flip a Coin Day.
Oh, I didn't know that. My birthday is on the 3rd, by the way.
Really?
Okay. 所以最适合做这个抛硬币这件事的日子呢，就是在6月1号。对，我的生日在6月3号，请寄礼物给我，开玩笑啦。这天呢，6月1号呢，就是抛硬币日 Flip a Coin Day.
That's right. Now often we have special days、mm. to celebrate special people like Mother's Day or、mm. Martin Luther King Jr. Day、
right.
or maybe an event like Thanksgiving or Christmas Day. So、
oh.
what's the story with flipping coins?
Yeah,
there has to be something、
right.
else here. Well, the article says it first happened in Rome over 2,000 years
wow,
ago.
Wow, I didn't know that.
I did not either. And Julius Caesar introduced coin flipping. Really?
Wow, I didn't know that either.
Sort of the first emperor of Rome, the famous、
wow.
Julius Caesar, also started coin flipping, and、I guess he invented the Caesar salad.
Did he?
No.
Okay.
It's his name, Dad.
好啦，我们来看一下这个抛硬币它起源于什么时候呢？哇，竟然是2000多年前的 Rome 罗马。那这个谁是 Julius Caesar？ 原来他就是鼎鼎有名的凯撒大帝，他引荐了抛硬币这件事情。哇，不过我们再注意一下，因为凯撒沙拉很好吃，可是大家可能常把这个凯撒的英文发音发错，它是 Caesar， but它其实跟凯撒这个沙拉跟凯撒大帝是没有什么关系的。 OK,
That's right. Now why did he do it? Why did he、mm. flip a coin 2,000 years、
right?
ago? Well, it seems for the same reason we often do it today、
mm.
He used it to decide yes or no, right? The、
oh.
coin has two sides, yes on one side, no on the other side. Simple.
很简单，他就是用这个抛硬币的方式来决定是要 yes 还是 no 不要哦。
And just like today, a famous leader or ruler's、
mm-hmm.
face was on the coin. The article says Caesar's head was on one side of the coin,、
uh-huh.
or one side of every Roman、
wow.
coin. So they made a lot. They all kind of looked the same. It seemed like a good thing to do. Now here we're talking about a side of a coin.、
Mm-hmm.
When we talk about the sides of things, we're talking about things that sort of have two dimensions. It might、
mm-hmm.
have a top and a bottom,、
right.
or an upper side and an underside.Side. Often when we're, for example, writing on a piece of paper, if you fill up all the space on one part of the paper, you turn it over and write on the other side.、
Mm-hmm.
Most pieces of paper, of course, have two sides, just as most coins have two sides. These big areas. We're not talking about the small edge. We're talking about the big area that you would look at. For example, you need to fill out both sides of the form. You need to fill out both sides of the form. Don't forget to do that. One time in school, I had a test, and I answered all the questions on one side, and then I left the test.
Oh,
and I realized
gosh.
That I didn't look at
Did
the other
pass?
Side. No, I failed the test,
Ooh,
of course. But the
terrible.
Teacher thought it was such a stupid thing to do, she gave me another chance. So always look at both sides of the paper. It's very important.
老师人真好耶。好了，我们来看一下刚刚课文提到，就是每一枚这个罗马硬币的其中一面都有凯撒大帝的人头像。其中我们看到的 side 就是面或者是边 ，OK？ 像是刚刚呢，我们例句提到，就是说你记得在填表格的时候，两边都要记得填，不像 Mike 一样考试时候竟然忘记呢。其实是有两面 ，two sides， 它只是写了一面。OK， 那其实我们看到 coin 它有两面，一个一定是 heads， 就是头，另外一个当然就是 tails， 就是字的那一面啦。
And as the article explains, heads all, was always the winner because it meant Caesar said yes to the decision.
Oh,
I think even today, a lot of people will say heads before they say tails, even though it should be equal.
Oh, that's true. 所以人头总是胜利的一方，因为代表这个凯撒大帝对这个决定点头同意。
And why do we do it today? Well, for the same reason Caesar might have done it.
Mm-hmm.
So today it says we flip coins to decide between two different choices.
Mm.
All right. So if you're between something, you might know this from giving directions. If a pet shop is between a bookstore and a supermarket, it's in the middle. But when we're choosing between two things, mm-hmm. we have two things. It's like we have two choices on either side of us, and we can either have A or B, one or two. Often when we're choosing between things, it is only two choices, but you could say I have to choose between three things.
Oh,
if it's more than
okay.
two, you might want to point out the total number. Because generally,
oh.
between would make people think there's two choices
right.
there. Just like there's two buildings mm. on either side of the pet store or whatever. For example, between the two colors, which one do you like more? Between the two colors, which one do you like more?Maybe you should flip
I like
a coin.
Yellow. I like yellow.
You don't need to flip a coin.
Okay.
Good.
Okay, 好课文提到的是现今我们会抛硬币在两个不同的选项做出抉择。那如果我们要说在两个之间或者在什么之间我们会用到这个 preposition, 介系词就是 between, between, B-E-T-W-E-E-N. 像是我们在说秘密的时候我们可能就说 this is just between you and me. 就是说诶只有你知跟我知我们两个人之间才知道的。刚刚还看到 choice,当然就是选择的意思，就是个名词，它的动词则是 choose。
Now there's a place that you might actually mm-hmm. see people flipping coins on television. The article says an example is American football. That's
oh.
right, the sport of American football that they play in America where they have the quarterback throwing the ball.
Yeah.
And of course, they play the very famous Super Bowl game.Every year. That's American football.
世界杯哦，就是美式足球 American football 就是其中一个例子。Before every game, people mm-hmm. flip a coin to see which team gets the ball first.
There you go. A team is a group of people who are playing a game together or maybe working together. If you're playing basketball, mm-hmm. soccer, baseball, football, you're playing on a team.
Right.
If you're playing a sport like tennis or golf, you probably won't have a team because
right.
that's a one-person game. A team is a group of people.Playing the game together. For example, I'm sad because my favorite team lost the game. I'm sad because my favorite team lost the game.
Okay, 所以在每一场球赛前，人们会抛硬币来决定哪一队可以发球。大家如果看这个美式足球就知道 ，team 当然就是队伍的意思。像是刚刚的例句提到，我很伤心，因为我最喜欢的队伍他们输了。So last we read,、mm-hmm. be sure to celebrate Flip a Coin Day this year.、
Mm-hmm.
How?By flipping a coin.
And dropping it on the floor.
You don't know how to flip a coin.
I know how to flip it,
okay,
I just don't know how to catch it.
Be sure to, 就是记得一定要做什么事情, okay? Be sure to lock the door
mm-hmm.
when you leave. Be sure to lock the door when you leave.
Okay.
Okay, now stay tuned because we have a game in our wrap-up.
Heads or tails?
Heads.
Tails!
Ah!
See you soon.
So we're going to play a game.
Okay.
we're going to decide what Asuka is going to wear to work today.
So he has a lot of decisions to choose between these different clothes. So what can we do? Well, you can just wear what you see first, or you could flip a coin. So do you want to do it?
Okay, you can flip the coin.
Let's get Asuka dressed in the morning. All right, what's the first one I got? Heads.
Heads, then he's wearing the striped t-shirt.
Oh, we're choosing between shirts now. Okay, so the striped t-shirt.
The top.
Looks pretty good. What's our next choice? The pants.
What kind of pants is he going to wear? Suit pants.
All right, this time it's heads again.
Heads, suit pants.
Suit pants.
This one? Too.
Yeah. Well, that's actually not bad. That looks okay.
This is what Asuka's wearing.
And our next choice.
That's it.
Shoes. What kind of shoes? I dropped the coin.
What kind of shoes?
Heads.
He doesn't have shoes, but we have a
choice here, and the heads would be plush slippers. So what have we learned? We've learned that maybe flipping a coin to choose all of your clothes in the morning is not a good idea unless you want to look like a circus clown when you go to school or work.
Right, okay.
Something good to learn.
或许大家可以玩玩看，中午要穿什么或吃什么，都可以用 flip a coin. Bye.
Bye-bye. Heads this time.
It seems like only yesterday we were in grade 7.
It seems like only yesterday we were in grade 7.
Hi, I'm Vina. It's June. It feels like summer is around here. 哈啦, 6月啦, 感觉夏天真的要来了呢, 先别急, 在这之前呢, 还有一个重头戏, 就是现在正值的毕业季啦, Happy Graduation! Vina呢, 已经脱离学生身份好一阵子, 但是你们不要偷笑, 当我想到我的毕业典礼, 我还是会难过好吗? It seems like only yesterday, I was in my senior year. It seems like only yesterday, I was in my senior year. 想当初啊, 我还是个大四生, 记忆恍如昨日, Scene 呢, 这个字当动词用啊, 意思为似乎仿佛, seem like 它其实是比较口语的说法, 你可以这样说, It seems like it's going to rain. It seems like it's going to rain. 感觉好像要下雨了, or It seems like Emily is planning to take a trip soon. It seems like Emily is planning to take a trip soon. Emily 呢, 感觉呢, 正在筹划假期要去哪里玩, 而我们今天的小聚会啊, 也是一样的用法, It seems like only yesterday we were in grade 7. 我们当七年级生的时光啊，恍如昨日。 Okay, it seems like we're going to practice our 小聚会. It seems like only yesterday we were in grade 7. I'll see you around. Bye.
It seems like only yesterday we were in grade 7.
It seems like only yesterday we were in grade 7.
Little 和 small 都是小的意思
对啊, 那差别到底在哪里呢?
嗯
其实一般来说呢
small 都是用来表示像是尺寸的小号 所以我们如果在T-shirt上面看到小号 就是用small来表示哦 For example, this T-shirt is too small for me 这件T-shirt对我来讲太小了 另外呢 small也可以用来表示像是食物或是饮料的小份哦 所以这个小可乐啦 小薯条啦 都是要用small For example, I'd like a small fries 就是说我想要一份小薯 而虽然有时候 little 和 small 也可以互换着用 但是呢 little 比较带着这个感情色彩哦 可能是因为喜欢啦 或是讨厌 还有这个可怜的语气哦 因此呢 如果你只是想要形容身材比较矮小的女生 你用 a small girl 就可以了 可是呢，如果你要表示这个有点可爱或是喜爱的语气，指哇那个很小又可爱的女生，你就要用 little， 所以你可以用 the cute little girl。另外像是 Oh, look at that poor little dog. He looks really hungry. 这也是有带着感情的色彩，所以要用 little.
What did we learn from Teacher Laura?
虽然眼睛可以用 small eyes， 可是表姐是想说 Rain 的眼睛很小又可爱，就可以说 I love his cute little eyes.
Flip a coin day.
Do you flip coins?Do you make decisions by flipping coins? The best day to do this is on June 1st. It's Flip a Coin Day. It first happened in Rome over 2,000 years ago. Julius Caesar introduced coin flipping. He used it to decide yes or no. Caesar's head was on one side of every Roman coin. Heads.Was always the winner because it meant Caesar said yes to the decision. Today, we flip coins to decide between two different choices. An example is American football. Before every game, people flip a coin to see which team gets the ball first. Be sure to celebrate Flip a Coin Day this year. How? By flipping a coin!
Coin, coin. Mark used some coins to buy a drink at the store. Mark used some coins to buy a drink at the store. Side, side. You need to fill out both sides of the form.You need to fill out both sides of the form. Between, between. Between the two colors, which one do you like more? Between the two colors, which one do you like more? Team, team.I'm sad because my favorite team lost the game. I'm sad because my favorite team lost the game.